And you are listening to the Extended News at Noon on WISR 680 AM and also now at 107.5 FM. I'm Tyler Friel with you. And this week we are gearing up for the municipal election of 2021. Coming up November 2nd on Tuesday is the voting day. Of course, mail-in ballots out right now, but we'll be interviewing candidates all this week for a number of races that matter to you. And we are going to start our week today, tomorrow, and Wednesday with the candidates for Butler City Mayor. And joining us right now inside the Next Tier Studios is Bob Dandoy. Bob is currently on City Council and is the Democratic nominee for mayor. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So we're just going to jump right into it, Bob. And a question that we ask almost every candidate that comes in, why are you running for mayor?
I have been active in this community for a very, very long time. And really, I think back to when I was a kid and, you know, in high school, the different organizations that I belonged to and the different projects that I worked on. I was always involved in the community. I've always been trying to make it better for a lot of years in a lot of different capacities. I don't think there's been any kind of incarnation of a revitalization program in this city that I haven't been asked to serve on. I was part of Butler Downtown. I was past president of that. Very involved in the arts community in Butler. My late wife was on the Shade Tree Commission in Butler and did a lot of work with beautification on Main Street. And she grabbed me and I was the one digging and getting myself dirty, things that I didn't do. So I've always been part of it. I really genuinely love this town. I'm a lifelong Butlerite, born and raised. My parents were born and raised here. And I really love the community and I wanted to give back to it in that way. So a couple of years ago when I ran for city council, I often quoted the musical Hamilton, all right, where there's a song in there and a line where he says, "I want to be in the room." I always felt I could affect some change in the community by working outside with other organizations. But at one point I said, "No, I want to be in the room." And so I said, "I'm going to run for city council." That was the position open at the time. But when the mayor position came open, when our current mayor, Ben Smith, decided not to run, I thought, maybe it's time for me to step up there too. I think that what I can bring to the job is an ability and a desire to keep the lines of communication open with residents and with business people in the downtown area. I talk to a lot of people and people know they can talk to me. And you know, you hear everyone who comes in and interviews this week will say something about an open door policy. Okay. I actually don't have an open door policy because I'm usually right out on the street, eating in the restaurants, shopping in the shops, in the neighborhoods, talking to people. I have friends that live all over the city saying, "Hey, what's going on? You know, how can we make it better?" So I think with that network, if you want to use that word, that I have of friends and family and business people, I think I'll be able to come in and do a pretty good job and get people moving in the right direction for the city.
What experiences do you think you would really fall back on as you would make the step toward being mayor?
Ironically, I'm going to go back a few years. My career was as an educator, and I think I draw a lot from my education experience about getting people to work together, getting people, trying to connect with people and the things that most interest them, to empower people. One of the things that we learned in education over the years was a great way to reach students is to empower students, to give them ownership. When you do that, they will work really, really hard for you. I think that's true about our community too. There's too often when people are given the ball, okay, and said, to mix a bunch of metaphors there, and say, you know, go run with that ball, then they're told, "No, stop. We don't like the way you're doing that." No, if you're going to give them the ball, you have to empower them. Do that job. And I think when you give them ownership, when you empower people, then they'll run through brick walls for you to get that job done. And I think we can really make progress. I think sometimes municipal governments tend to micromanage too much. And I think you need to get the best people around you, let them do what they need to do, and you know, let them articulate their ideas and implement those ideas. That's something I learned in education. I still work with teachers. This weekend I'm going to a conference in Harrisburg with the Pennsylvania Council Teachers of English and Language Arts, very long name, PICTELA, we've shortened it to, and we're going to be working with teachers on how to do things better in their classrooms, and that's a lot of the stuff we're going to be talking about. So
The mayoral seat is one of essentially city council. So working with other members of council, how do you view the relationship? What challenges do you think could potentially arise in that dynamic?
It is. In the form of government we have, the mayor isn't really much more. He has one vote and that's about it. He probably has that bully pulpit that he can articulate ideas, but you know, that's about all. I always say I think the mayor is the PR person for the city. He's the one that has to sell the ideas. As far as the other council people goes, we're gonna have a big turnover in the council, especially if I am elected mayor. We have two seats that are open now that we have people running for. Then my seat would then be open, so there would be three new people on council. Now Mike Walter will continue, and Mike and I have had a very good working relationship. I think what's telling is there have been plenty of times that the other council members, Mayor Smith and Councilman Smith, Jeff Smith, we don't agree, you know, that we've locked horns. But I don't think at any point in time that we have gotten to a point where it has been so vitriolic, so poisonous that we weren't able to get things done. We have been able to get things done. I think it's a matter of not making things personal. If I can look at somebody and say, I disagree with you on that policy, I think that's wrong-minded, I don't think it'll work, or I think it's great, either one, without getting into, because I don't like that policy, I think you're a horrible human being, all right? You know, no, there's not. I believe there's not a person in this race who doesn't want in some way this to be a better community. So if I go into it and say that's their motivation, then I should be able to work with them because we're both on the same page. And I find it very hard to question people's motives or attack people's motives. That's a better word. Rather, let's say, what do you want to do? And then we'll start picking that apart and putting it back together again and move forward.
We're here with Democratic Mayor for Butler City Mayor Bob Dandoy. Wanted to get into a few specific issues that are facing the city. Wanted to start with parking first. That's obviously been one of the issues that have been kind of ballied back and forth between what to do with these parking entities. Overall, what is your view on, you know, what the city should do with these parking entities?
Well, first of all, we have had a lot of deferred maintenance on that resource. We haven't done anything with it. The lots don't look good. The tier parking garage has its problems. We do have the new parking garage, the newer parking garage, but basically we haven't really done a whole lot with that. I think we gotta stop doing that. I don't think it's gonna be something that if I get to be mayor and I start that program of let's start that maintenance, I won't see the end of it. It's gonna be a long time. You don't get into a hole overnight, you're not gonna get out of it overnight. So we're gonna little by little start addressing some of these problems, some of these needs, let's put it that way. But one of the things I definitely want to do is I want to bring Butler into the 21st century, get kiosks in, make things much more manageable. I talked to someone the other day, and it was one of those, I was almost angry, but I said, well, what are you going to do? They went downtown, had lunch with friends, got a $20 ticket. And I said, yeah, I said, that can't be that way. Not in this day and age. I should be able to be sitting at the chop shop, sitting at the Tilly's, having a good time, and all of a sudden say, oh, I've run out of time, and reach down and grab my phone and add time to my meter. That's what we're looking at, what we'd like to implement. So a combination of cleaning up the lots and making them a little bit prettier, nicer. That's the first thing people see when they come to the community, they park their car. And then making that parking accessible through things like electronics and digital things and your phone. I think those are really important. One thing I do not want to get rid of is the 2-hour free parking on Main Street. You won't be able, if we put the kiosks in, to jump around all over Main Street. You'll get 2 hours, all right, but beyond that you'll have to pay, which people try to game that a little bit, and I'd like to put an end to that, but we will keep that.
One of the other issues, too, that is kind of bubbling to the surface is the Butler Area Sewer Authority and potentially what is going to happen with that. Private entities have expressed interest in purchasing the authority. The city has a level of input on the Butler Area Sewer Authority. What would be your position if it were to come up for private sale?
I think that it's certainly something you need to look at. You know, it's I'm an old movie fan, and I always say you learn a lot from The Godfather. You make me an offer I can't refuse, all right? The sewer authority itself has some problems, and we know that they're there, at both structurally and financially. And so if someone comes along and says, here is something that will benefit the residents, the citizens of Butler, and really Butler Township, I think we've got to take a good hard look at it. It's got to be something, though, that's not just a matter of money. Oh, now we're going to get a lot of money in. That's great for the city. We've got to get a lot of money in and improve that sewer system, okay? That has to happen, both in the management of it and in the infrastructure that is there. We have to be able to make that a better thing for all the residents of the city and the businesses of the city. If we can do those things, why wouldn't I listen? You know, that's certainly, I'm going to sit down and talk to these people.
One of the other, you know, I think every candidate for mayor, probably for the last 20 years, we're getting more businesses. I want to get more businesses into downtown Butler. But there is a dynamic of balancing nonprofit organizations who have come in, but they're non-taxable entities. Is there anything the mayor can do to help spur potential business development in downtown?
Yeah, there is. One of the things that we have to remember is, even with the nonprofits, we say they don't pay taxes. Well, they don't pay certain taxes. They pay taxes, and their employees come in and pay taxes, and their employees and those people that have the nonprofits generate a lot of income and business in downtown Butler. So I always welcome them. You know, I don't have any problem with that. How we can entice more businesses into the downtown area. First of all, the streetscape itself has to be improved. That's the way it looks on Main Street. I think we took a big step. Really, I was not part of council then, but in the previous 2 years, in putting the new lights on Main Street. Now, a lot of people say, well, what do we need those for? Look at it. It looks much better. But now, just like you do in your home, when you paint the walls and you're sitting there watching TV and you look down at the floor and you go, that carpet's got to go. That's now, we see it even more. I mean, it was pretty obvious before anyway, but the sidewalks are broken. Some of them are safety issues, and it's really not very good looking. How can I go to a business and say, I want you to invest in downtown Butler. I want you to open a business in downtown Butler. How can I do that? And then turn around and say, look, what a horrible looking Main Street we have. We have to address that. We're trying to. We have applications for grants out, and then hopefully be able to clean up that streetscape, make it look good, enticing for businesses to move into downtown Butler, because it's enticing for people to shop and eat and socialize and do business in downtown Butler.
One of the long-term visions was the Center City project, something that was put into place. New buildings were developed. You know, one thing, you know, when you go around the city of Butler, there's not a ton of room for brand new development. You're dealing with a lot of old infrastructure.
Right.
You know, is there a plan out there that you would say, or a neighborhood where you say, look, I think if we put a plan together where we could really revitalize, a shot in the arm, is there any major developments do you think are like that out on the horizon?
Well, I think one of the things we have to look at in the city of Butler, you know, when you talk about businesses coming into downtown, that's great. But we also have to look at affordable housing, okay? We have a group, a potential group of young professionals that could come into this community. They don't want suburbia, you know. They want Lawrenceville, all right? That's the kind of thing that they want, the ability to live in an apartment, to not have to mow the grass, to be able to walk out the door and have access to the drugstore and to entertainment and to food and, you know, whatever else that is they need. So I think affordable housing is an important part. That could happen all over the city. I think certainly one of the areas in the city that needs to be looked at, it has for years, and we've always talked about it, is what we traditionally call the island area. There's some blight and some properties down there that need to be cleaned up. But that's pretty much true anywhere in the city. I've often said, you know, your impression of the city depends on the neighborhood you first visit. And there's a lot of beautiful neighborhoods and beautiful homes. People are really trying in the city to make their neighborhood better. And if we can work with them, facilitate that, and then get that affordable housing in there, I think there are areas that can happen in, and that's important.
Our time is just about up, Bob. But again, Bob Dandoy, Democratic candidate for the city of Butler. Your final pitch to voters.
Well, you know, I always say I only make one campaign promise. Politicians make a lot of them. I promise that I will work very, very hard for the people of Butler and for this community. And there's one way that you know that I will always keep that promise. It's because I always have. I've always worked hard for this community, and I continue to do that because I love it very much.
And then one final thing, it will come as Bob Dandoy on the ballot.
It will be on the ballot as Bob Dandoy, yep. Just like the signs. All those signs.
Sounds good, Bob. Again,
thank
appreciate
you
your time.
I really appreciate it.
Election Day is coming up Tuesday, November 2nd, but of course, mail-in ballots are currently being mailed out now, and I believe the deadline for that is October 26th, but I'll look to confirm that as well.
Yeah, today's the last day to register. You get out there and do that, so you still do it, yeah.
That too. Yeah. Thanks again, Bob. And again, all week long here on the Extended News at Noon, we'll be interviewing candidates for the City of Butler mayoral contest. We'll have another interview coming up tomorrow. Candidates are Bob Dandoy, the Democrat, Fred Reese, the Republican, and Tom Donaldson, who is the Independent. And then at the end of the week, we'll be talking to candidates for the Butler County Court of Common Pleas. So again, plenty of coming up with our election news and coverage right here on the Extended News at Noon. I'm Tyler Frill saying so long for now as you are listening to WISR.